Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls here. Ken in Louisiana has been waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken, what's on your mind tonight?
On my mind is, hello?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, sorry. You know, what you guys are doing when you ridicule someone who speaks about the New World Order, it's almost typical. You deny it. You have no proof of your denials. The evidence is there for those who study it.
And see, here's my point, Ken. I just don't care. It's irrelevant to me. I know there are people, and you haven't been listening very carefully because we've already admitted that and agreed that there are definitely people in search of power out there who already have power and inevitably want more power. But what's irrelevant is, you know, all these factoids and details on who these people are and what their plans are and what they're doing. What's relevant to me, Ken?
No,
you can tell me in a moment. I'm going to tell you what's relevant to me. What's relevant to me is talking about liberty and freedom and pointing to things that are real, tangible, and you don't have to go digging around doing research on to find out that they're true. It's true that the government's too big. It's true that they're oppressive. It's true that they're totalitarian. It's true that the police state is on the rise. All these things are easy to prove and point out, whereas what you're talking about requires hours and hours of research, and you got to watch these movies, and you got to go and dig around over here, and then for what? What do you find out? What is it that you know that we don't that matters?
Why don't you let me tell you?
Here
you know what
are,
you
Ken?
Find out? You find out who's behind it so that you can actually stop the whole thing. Yeah, you can. You might win a victory here and there and stuff, but the same people keep coming back. And we won't have any kind of liberty or freedom until these people are exposed and eliminated.
You've been exposing them for a decade. What's
and
the
we
step?
Have same people who are just like you who stand there and say, oh, I don't believe it exists. I don't believe it exists. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
No, it doesn't. What are you going to do, man?
The worst part about this whole thing and stuff is that those people you sit back and you ask the man a question and stuff that you know he can't possibly answer unless he was sitting in the Bilderberg meeting with him.
Again, what are you going to do? You said you want to eliminate them? Are you going to assassinate them? What's your plan?
Maybe jail them.
How are you going to jail them? That's the most ludicrous. That part there. That's the most ludicrous part of it all. You're never going to jail these people if they're as powerful as you say. Yeah, how are you going to go about that? I mean, if they are the true world elites and they control all the strings around the world, what do you think, that your government flunkies that are working for them are going to...
That by exposing them, maybe enough people will wake up so that something is done about them.
Like what?
Like, put them where they belong.
How is that going to happen? How is that going to happen?
War crimes that they
how is it going to happen?
You can't ask me how it's going to happen.
You have to have a plan,
There have to be 100,000 people, 100,000 crackpot nut jobs out there in America to believe this crap. Why don't you get pitchforks and torches and head on up to the Bilderberger Mansion and drag those people out by their hair and tar and feather them instead of calling radio shows and dropping other show hosts' name on my air?
Well, wait, Mark. They have too much security.
Well, guess what? Why don't you speak to some of those talk shows? Why don't you interview some of those talkers? If you've got serious questions and stuff about
because
what,
we don't
what
care.
They got shows.
Well,
Ken,
no,
we don't care.
And the worst part about it is...
You know, put him down for just a moment. He's going to go talk to himself for a moment. We'll bring him back, and maybe he can calm down for a second. But let me see if I can make this crystal clear. Because whenever the conspiracy kooks call into this show and they start spouting off about, well, I've done all this research and I know because I've been researching and listening to these other radio shows and we know what the truth is and we're going to spread the truth and then everything's going to happen magically and these people are going to be taken out of their positions of power. And it's just as, you know what, Mark? It's as absurd as the voluntarists that think that if they just sit back and let the government grow forever, it'll collapse upon itself, then they'll have this, this wonderful free market utopia as a result of doing nothing. I mean, it's almost as absurd as that position.
Right.
Look,
I mean, their only agenda is to regale the public with their ludicrous
right.
stories.
He just admitted to us, Ken admitted to us, he doesn't have a plan. He doesn't know how it's going to happen. Well, you know what? We don't care about the Bilderbergers and the NWO because what we're focusing on, because we do have a plan, what we're focusing on is spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the country and around the world so people can understand that government isn't the solution. See, even Ken, for him, the solution is government. For him, using the government
right.
to put these government
put
guys
in
jail is the solution, which, of course, again, is just counterintuitive
and
if
you
believe you
have,
they're
you know,
the world elite.
I mean, how would you assume that this world elite wouldn't get back in power again?
Right. So that's just all absurd. Our plan is to move as many liberty-loving activists to New Hampshire as possible, work inside and outside of the system to drastically reduce government beyond where it currently is today, to where government is no longer powerful, an incentive to attract those who are looking to wield power over others. I want government to be so damn small, you know, you have to put it on a milk carton to find it. I mean, it's just, you know, nobody's going to want the power if they can't wield it over others, if there isn't power to be wielded. So again, doing all this research and talking about the Bilderbergers and all this other, you know, all these factoids doesn't do anything to bring people on board. It just makes you look like a crazy kook crackpot, and it turns people off, Ken.
You know what it also does, though? It makes people, a certain segment of the population, hostile towards whoever. And the object here is not to make people hostile, but to educate people so that they love liberty and come from the love of liberty rather than the hate
of the world elite.
Of the world elite, right. Because the world elite are just people, too. And it's not about that, because you're not going to round these people up and put them in jail. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
It's just not going to happen. So you have to focus on what you can do. And if enough people refuse to buy into the idea of statism, then these elite people have no power over you.
All right, Ken, you can come back and yell at us some more. Go ahead.
Oh, is that what you did? You put me on hold.
Of course.
Your plan,
you were just yammering
you know,
on.
I heard what your plan is. Your plan is to all move to New Hampshire and stuff as though you can secede from the Union. George Bush isn't going to drop a nuclear weapons on you any more than Saddam Hussein.
So what should we do instead, Ken? Sit back and watch a bunch of DVDs? Huh? Is that your plan?
You should watch the DVDs, and then when you're explaining to people why why this is happening, why the police state, that's a typical apathetic American
apathetic?
You know what I'm going to do? I see a police state forming. Why is it forming like that? Oh, well, I just won't think about it.
I'm pretty clear
that there's a police state on the rise in America.
Right.
I just don't think you know why.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, I know why.
Because power corrupts, my friend. That's why. Look, there have been people in search of power before the first Bilderberger was ever born, and they were using force and violence against other people in order to maintain
force,
that
violence,
power.
Mind control, all of it.
Yeah, mind control. That's right. Were they controlling the weather, too? You know,
no,
Ken.
No, I don't have anything to do with whether they control the weather.
You act as though we're apathetic. I mean, you're suggesting we're apathetic? We picked up and moved our lives 1,500 miles from Sarasota, Florida to Keene, New Hampshire to get active for liberty here. And you talk about the police state?
Do you really believe that those people in charge, let's say that your movement was successful.
Yeah, it is being successful.
Okay? You've gotten all the liberty lovers up in New Hampshire. Do you really believe that those who are doing this are going to leave you alone?
I don't know. They've left us alone so far.
No. You must know.
Look, if they drop a bomb on us...
You don't have the facts. Do you believe
speculation
that they're going to leave you alone
right.
you set that kind of an example?
If they're willing to use the level of a nuclear weapon like you suggested earlier, if they're willing to use that level of violence, what are we going to do?
We wake people up.
We're going to wake people
maybe,
up.
Maybe.
So they can nuke the whole country?
The ones who are behind doing it don't have the opportunity to use
you're
a nuclear
really the
weapon.
One that's apathetic. I mean, you talk about playing videos and waking people up and all that, but really all
who
you want to do is sit down.
Who said anything about playing videos?
All you want to do is sit there and call radio stations and, you know, hope to wake the masses while we're out here actually doing the real boots-on-the-ground activism. And that's fine.
Keep
you know, somebody has
if
to actually
like
do the hard work, Ken, and it should be us.
Have a show.
No, we'd do just fine without calls, and thank you for yours. 800-259-9231. You know, it's funny, he's, you know, saying that we were potting him down as though that was something bad that we did. We could have dropped your call, Ken, but we didn't. We brought you back so you could keep making points. Oh, gosh, this is frustrating. Look, okay. Sitting out there and calling radio stations and, you know, doing all that, okay, that has some level of value and everything. But to call us apathetic for moving up here, you know, It's defeatism that's infected people like Ken, and I want to talk more about that.
The conspiracy movement is the conspiracy theorists themselves.
Right.
They are a bunch of prickly, recalcitrant efforts.
More on the way.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, Shrine of Female Listeners included, with the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Before we continue with the phone calls here, just a little bit of analysis of Ken's phone call, because we couldn't really do it too effectively when he was on the line. Ken had called in a few moments ago to go to bat for the conspiracy theorists and, you know, school us and tell us that he's done the research and we haven't done enough research. And he knows that there's a new world order out there of elites and bankers that are trying to control the world. Now, as we conceded earlier, certainly there are people who are in positions of power and those who are seeking power that want more power and are looking to expand that. Are they all buddies together? I don't know. Some of them probably are. Some of them probably are enemies of each other. We don't really know what the interactions are. And I don't claim to know or claim to care. What I am concerned about is the state of liberty in the world. I want the state. I want more liberty. I want more liberty in my lifetime. More freedom to choose how to run my life without any government bureaucrat interfering. That's what's most important to me. And helping other people understand liberty and freedom and the nonviolence or the non-initiation of force. That principle. Helping expand people's knowledge and helping them reject the indoctrination they've received from government schools. These are all real tangible things that we can do. Some of it can be done on this radio show. Some of it the Ron Paul campaign is doing very, very brilliantly. But what I really want to look at is how ineffective the conspiracy theory people really are as far as what their goals are, what they really want. They want the elites to go away. We know that. We know they don't like the elites, and who does? And we had talked to Ken a few moments ago, and we asked him, well, what was his plan? What's his plan to get from here, where we have these ruling elites and this ruling class and the bankers and all that, to a future where we don't have those people or where they've been removed from their positions of power or whatever it is that their end game is. And he didn't know. He couldn't tell us. But yet he thinks that if he tells enough people about his little conspiracy theory with the Bilderbergers and all that,
that 9/11 is an inside job.
Right. That if enough people are exposed to Ken's message, that all of a sudden something will happen. He doesn't know what it will be,
right.
But something will happen that will eject all of these people from their positions of power, put all good folks in there instead, and then everybody will just live a happy-go-lucky life from here on into the future.
The nature of power is just that. It corrupts, and it corrupts absolutely. And you know, these groups do exist. The CFR, the Bilderberger Group, all these groups exist. But nobody has any proof of what's said behind closed doors.
There's an allegation, and it's interesting.
And it smells nefarious sometimes.
It probably is sometimes. But what I really am interested in looking at here is the mentality of the conspiracy crowd and why it's self-defeating. They want these people in positions of power to go away. They don't really have any particular plan as to how to do it. But they've done the research, and they know they're out there, and they know what their plans are. We just have to wake people up. When we proposed an idea, and that is spread the message of liberty, encourage liberty activists to move to New Hampshire, get active inside and outside of the system in order to downsize the government so there's no more power for these people to get a hold of anymore, a real tangible plan, what does he do? He takes a step back and says, well, I'm not getting involved in that. They could drop a nuclear weapon on you guys. So here we are with our plan, and we're working our plan. We're in the middle of this right now. We're all activists, all three of us. We've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this brilliant movement of liberty lovers from around the country and around the world to New Hampshire to get active. And when you tell this to a conspiracy theorist, you know, immediately in their head, they start building a conspiracy theory. Well, if all you activists move to New Hampshire, they're just going to blow you up.
So that's
a stupid idea.
We won't feel a thing. What's the difference?
Well, exactly. If that's what they're going to do, then fine. Because if I were still living down in Florida, I would be less free than I am today. I am more free now as a result of moving to New Hampshire. We've got some wonderful things happening here. Again, the political activism here is unprecedented. The outside of the system activism here is exciting and also unprecedented around the country. We're seeing advances. We're seeing success. And it is happening. So, you know, what's going to be happening here is New Hampshire is going to get progressively more and more free. We're going to be enjoying more and more liberty and more autonomy in our lives. And those conspiracy theorists out there are going to be hunkering down in their underground bunkers saying, I just know it. Tomorrow they're going to bomb New Hampshire. They're going to kill all those activists.
And by that time, they'll have something new. You know, first it was JFK. You know, then I don't even know the whole linear what these people have been
talking
about.
Maybe we all had to sign an agreement with the Bilderbergers in order to get to move to New Hampshire in the first place. And they're going to keep hands off
That's
of
right,
us.
We're gatekeepers.
So we can protect them. I mean, really, my point here is the idea that if you are indoctrinating yourself with the idea that there's this elite group that has total control and total power, and they want to, you know, dramatically reduce the world's population or whatever the theory is. If you keep indoctrinating yourself with this, you're defeating your ability to ever do anything about it. Because if you believe that if you take steps in the right direction, that they're just going to launch a nuclear weapon or roll in tanks or do something else tyrannical, you're frozen in your footsteps. You're so frightened to death of what could happen into the future that you've convinced yourself to do nothing at all except call a talk radio show and show DVDs to your friends. You're completely ineffective and useless. And you're worse than useless because you are wasting people's time and effort by distracting them with these conspiracy theories, telling them, look, we know the truth and you can know too. Just do the research. Just sit down and read these books and, you know, watch these videos and soon you too will know the truth. You won't be able to do anything with the truth because if you do anything, they're going to launch a nuclear weapon at you. But you'll know the truth and that's what's important. And isn't that what it's about, Mark, is knowing something that other people don't?
That's really what it is. It's just knowing a little more than the other guy and being able to ramble on about something.
And granted, you know, we've talked about this before, too. There are people in this world who believe in eugenics, about eliminating portions of the population.
Sure.
But there are plenty of other people who don't believe in it. So to think that these group of people believe this and they're going to do this is absurd, because even if there is some elite group that has all this power, there are going to be differing opinions on a lot of this stuff, too, within that group.
That's correct. So, again, if you just want to believe these conspiracies, you're going to end up like Ken, or you're just sitting there in your basement calling talk radio shows and posting on some rambling web page full of fanatics about, you know, these theories, and you'll never get anywhere or do anything. Are we taking a risk by being vocal about liberty? Sure. Could a SWAT team kick in the Free Talk Live studio door right now and take us all to a gulag somewhere? Sure, that's all possible. Well, they want to shut us down, Mark, because we're helping spread the ideas of liberty and anti-state concepts and that sort of thing. That's dangerous to the establishment. We're a dangerous radio show in that way. So it could happen, right? It's a possibility. Is it probable? I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
They certainly haven't bothered yet.
They could go and take out Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. They could go and do all kinds of terrible, tyrannical, evil police state things to us. But who cares? I mean, I'm to the point in my life where, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Some people won't believe you, though. They'll think you're just saying this, so they go get Alex Jones first.
You know, there's a certain point as an activist that you reach where you step across a line and there's no turning back. You get out there and you make yourself known as a liberty-oriented person, as somebody who's dedicated to drastically reducing the size of the state. I mean, the state is my enemy, and it's my life's goal to fight against those who wish power over others. Will that possibly result in an awful fate for me? It's possible, but that's a risk I'm willing to take because, damn it, I love liberty, and it's worth fighting for, don't you think?
Yeah.
Apparently, these conspiracy people don't think so. They just want to sit back and do nothing and do more research. Well, go ahead. There's plenty of time for that. 800-259-9231. You do your research, and we'll do our activism and actually get stuff done. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why did you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Pullen, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid, and it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own Hazard Kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Hazard Kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Wayne.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, Texas, going once. Steve in Texas, going twice. Let's try Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Eddie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just listening to you talking to the other gentleman that just was on the air.
Yeah.
And I can understand his frustration because he doesn't know what to do.
Sure.
And I can understand, you know, I'd consider going to New Hampshire, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, I'm pretty grounded here with the family and stuff, so sure. It kind of makes it tough to go and what I do.
It's a big move.
But,
Eddie?
You know, I'm into this, a lot of this, what you guys are calling conspiracy. One minute you say conspiracy theory, then you say conspiracy, and you kind of agree, and then you don't. You say there's nothing you can do. But see, I really believe you can do something. And one is, like, on both hands, the gentleman just called, I agree with a lot of what he says, and I also agree with what you guys are doing.
Good.
So while I think it would be great to move to New Hampshire and try to, like, ignore everything else, I still think it's good to get the word out that, you know, they're trying to turn this country into a police state. Tell the police, show them these DVDs, and let them make up their minds what they think. Because what I found out when I do show people the DVDs, we'll say, from Alex Jones or 911 in plain sight, that here's evidence that our media completely ignores, and it makes you really say, well, gee, I wonder why they're trying to keep us from seeing these things that, wow, these are interesting pictures. And at least then it makes some police that I know personally start to think like, well, you know what, you're right, it is kind of crazy to have a seatbelt law. You know, even though it's like, you know, okay, you see whether or not it was 911 was an inside job or not. But it also then starts making these people think, the policemen think like, well, you know, you're right, this federal government is getting too intrusive, and why are they forcing us to wear seatbelts? You know, just go from one extreme to the other. And
so you're telling me that by showing a police officer
conspiracy
video, you are able to...
What I'm saying is all these things are kind of like a piece in a puzzle. And
that's
and
fine.
Show,
and you know what, Eddie, if you feel like you've been having success
that.
With that approach...
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. You're not out of control here.
No, because
look,
you're trying to
all I'm saying is, Eddie...
Can I say something before you go on?
You've been saying something. I'm responding to you, and you can say something after that. Eddie, look, if you've been having success with you know, showing people your conspiracy DVDs, then that's great. But I can tell you that there was one time when a friend of mine came over who I hadn't seen in a number of years. He came over to spend some time with me, and he brought out one of these conspiracy DVDs.
Zoo Exchange in particular, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to name it. But he brought this out and said, oh, man, you've got to see this, you know? And he showed it to me, and all I could really think of was like, oh, no, not him, too. I mean, and I'm somebody who's relatively open-minded. I've seen these DVDs. I know what they're all about. I'm familiar with the theories. And I'm at least open-minded towards it, but that's what I think. And I know that there's a whole bunch of people out there that are just going to completely reject it out of hand. They're gonna think you're a conspiracy kook, and in many cases they're gonna be right. And they're gonna completely reject anything else that you have to say. In the same way that they're trying to reject Ron Paul because he's surrounded in many cases by these conspiracy theorists that are out there shouting about 9/11 at these Ron Paul campaigns, and it's rubbing off negatively on his campaign. So, really, I think it does more harm than good to the movement. But if you think it's effective, then great.
All right, well, here's what I have to disagree just a little bit, maybe, because if you start really looking at the numbers, a lot more and more people, and I'm thinking it's well over half the people that I start talking to, really think that there was a lot more to 9/11 than the government's leading on. They're really hiding something. Kind of like
the government hides all kinds of things. I mean,
I know,
they're good at it.
I know they hide things.
I'm sure the government's hiding things about the Kennedy assassination UFOs and all kinds of other things. But so what?
Because if my kid's hiding something in her room, I want to find out what's in there to totally ignore what she's doing so she gets away with more and more.
But Eddie, if you found out tomorrow,
or at least say, look, do you really want to vote for this person that just voted for this Patriot Act?
They all voted for it.
Well, I know. That's why I don't want it. I know that. That's what I'm saying. Then you start to say they all voted for the Patriot Act. So don't you think these people have another agenda than to really give you your freedom? That's why you have to say, try to do a third party. Go to New Hampshire or maybe ignore these people.
See, the difference between you and I, Eddie, is that you know, we're both, in a way, trying to open people's minds to new ideas. And I think there's some similarities between those new ideas that, you know, these people are in power and they want more power and they're willing to exercise certain violent means in order to garner that. But the difference is we can do it without having to, show people hours and hours of, video footage and allegations that may or may not be true. The fact is, in many of these conspiracy theory videos, while there's a sprinkling of facts, there's also a lot of hypothesis and supposition backed up by blatant lies and misinformation that much of it has been debunked. And so when you show somebody that and then they go out and they find out that they have not been told the whole truth, that a lot of these things the conspiracy crowd is claiming are not necessarily true, or they've been misinterpreted or whatever, then it makes all everything that you say look bad. Whereas what we're doing...
Right, the message of liberty resonates with everyone.
Exactly.
They want liberty in their lives.
Right, we're talking about real tangible benefits that they can get in their lives by rejecting the initiation of force, by rejecting the government, and we don't have to do it by giving them facts about steel melting and all of these other, you know, these factoids. And having to have them believe it. We can show them real police state stories, like this one from Minneapolis, where officers raided an innocent family's home. Again, another, you know, mistaken drug raid or whatever. They traded shots with the family. Luckily, no one was harmed this time, but there have been plenty of instances of this actually happening that we can point to. This is real. This is true. Yeah. There's no guessing about this. There's no hypothesis. And that's where we differ, Eddie. And if you have success with your approach, then I say good luck.
Hey, one more thing is, even though I say I agree with your thing to go to New Hampshire, which I have considered it, I think it's a great idea, it's kind of like you're going to go here and ignore everything else in a way, but then...
No one's ignoring anything up here. People are getting active.
Well, no, wait a minute. See, let me finish. You want to just take care of New Hampshire. You all want to go to New Hampshire and just forget about what else is going on. So it makes me think, well, why you vote for the President of the United States? Because... He's outside of New Hampshire, really. And
well,
you don't want nothing
you don't
to do
speak
with the federal
for
government.
All of you're
don't,
not speaking for all of the Free State Project members, Eddie.
What's that?
A number of people are very concerned with what's going on at the federal level. It's just that we've decided that it makes more sense to concentrate ourselves all in one place.
And you shouldn't like. Then what I'm saying is, you should just totally ignore Ron Paul.
No, that would be stupid.
I would prefer not to. New Hampshire is still a state of the United States, and the citizens of New Hampshire still have a vote for the president.
The point of the Free State Project is to be a beacon of liberty for the rest of the country and the rest of the world to hopefully expand liberty out from New Hampshire. And the Ron Paul Revolution is an important concept to bring people to the message of liberty and help them understand freedom, so then they might join the Free State Project.
That's right, and the Ron Paul Revolution is something tangible that you can do, even if you don't move to New Hampshire. That's a much more proactive stance to take than to get into these videos. And at the very, very least, 9/11 happened, A, through government ineptitude, and secondly, because of our foreign policy. So if we focus on those, we can do a lot to prevent it from happening again.
Absolutely.
I agree. Hey, you know, one more thing before I hang up, guys?
Yeah.
I was with a gentleman last night who is an air traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
And
Quick.
He says... I was in New York City doing air traffic control at the time, and he says, I'm not going to get too much into detail. He goes, but I really find it strange that there were no jets in the area. And that's it. And he would leave it at that.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds intriguing. Thanks, Eddie. 800-259-9231, and as we've pointed out several times this hour, completely irrelevant to advancing liberty. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David Deves rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Even in these remaining moments, maybe enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Like the show? You want to help us out and look good at the same time? Then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Load up your shopping cart with all kinds of great Free Talk Live related merchandise. Stuff that you can adorn yourself with, including t-shirts and hats. And we've got hoodies, as well as other things like the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. You'll find all those items and more at store.freetalklive.com, and we've got a special promotion running right now at the store through the end of the year only. If your purchase includes a Free Talk Live t-shirt or the Free Marketeer t-shirt, we will send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So, perfect excuse to go and buy some Free Talk Live gear and help the Ron Paul campaign at the same time. So again, if your order includes a Free Talk Live shirt or Free Marketeer t-shirt, $10 will be sent to the Ron Paul campaign. If it includes a ladies' tee, we'll send $5 to the Ron Paul campaign just because our margins are a little bit different on that. But nonetheless, an interesting incentive indeed. So go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. All right, we continue with phone calls here. In fact, it's our store manager, Johnson, on the line in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's right. People definitely should shop at store.freetalklive.com.
Indeed. One thing you might want to point out, Johnson, you are going on a vacation, right? You should probably announce that.
That was one of the first things that I wanted to mention is that I am actually going down to Florida. So, Ian, if you want me to, you know, check out your house and make sure it's doing well.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. I mean, it's doing well in that it's just sitting there, not being sold. I guess that's doing well.
Like additional pictures or anything like that?
No, we're all right.
Are you going to sleep in there, Johnson?
I might. You never know. I just wanted to call in to talk about... Actually, I've kind of gotten shifted gears because the last call, I just sort of wanted to comment on that a little bit.
Sure.
About the conspiracy theory. I think that you can quantify it down a little bit into this argument about... You haven't dealt with the first issue, which is authority, in that you haven't touched on... If you're just showing people conspiracy theory and conspiracy data, you haven't dealt with the issue of authority in that... the government, you haven't questioned the moral authority of the government. In other words, what right do they have to use force on other people? But secondly, you haven't questioned their authority on numerous different levels, which means that with a lot of people, including, I mean, if you share about scientific data and you start questioning certain things, well, they just bring in a government expert and say, this is how it happened and this is the facts. And most people then accept that because they don't understand the science of the thing. You know, for example, if you say that steel burns at a certain temperature and blah, 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 if a government expert comes in and explains something, chances are most people are going to believe the government expert just because it is a government expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they can just twist things around and whatnot. So, I mean, if you're going with that whole angle, then, you know, you've got a problem right there. I mean, you need to...
Right, it's our experts versus their experts.
It's a tough sell.
And it's an academic... It's nothing more than an academic discussion of factoids that, as you rightly point out, does nothing to introduce people to the concepts of liberty. At best, what you'll... If they believe everything the conspiracy people tell them, at best what you'll have is someone who wants to see this administration ejected and replaced with another one, or someone who maybe increases his or her distrust of government, but not necessarily, you know, based on any sort of principle, just based on what they believe to be the facts of one particular instance.
Right.
Or that our government people are going to be better than the people that are in power now.
Exactly. You know, and one of the other things that I wanted to just touch on real quick, because it was actually something that was mentioned, and I know not everybody hears these, but one of the commercials during the break was talking about an issue that you guys touched on recently about exposure to media, like television and whatnot, decreasing people's, attention to the government, that the more TV you watch, I guess, the less you're going to pay attention to what's going on in government and that whole thing, and I guess that people are becoming pacified by television.
Well, there are all kinds of distractions, certainly. TV's one of them.
I was just wondering, because I know you guys talked about that a little while ago, and I was just wondering how you felt, because I watch a lot of television, and I don't feel like I've been pacified by it at all. In fact, I think a lot of stuff is fairly... I mean, I guess it would depend on what you're watching, but...
You don't shop enough. You stay in your house all the time. You don't shop enough. You stay in your house all the time.
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, shopping is a pacifier, too, but the TV and the shopping together really are what would do it for a lot of people.
I just don't find it that entertaining.
Well, I think there's a difference between somebody like you, Johnson, that understands the concepts of liberty and then, you know, chooses television programming to watch. I mean, because I watch television programming. I just don't have TV. I don't have cable. I, you know, download what I'm interested in, and then I buy the DVDs that are worth my while.
I also expose myself to a lot of stuff on the internet, so it's not solely TV content either.
Yeah. That's a good point.
But
yes,
it's just a tool. It depends on what you're watching.
Sure.
You know, are you sitting there watching E! Entertainment?
Yeah.
You know,
not at all. I only watch pretty much sci-fi shows and fantasy shows.
I like to watch the mainstream media, especially the so-called news, because I like to see exactly how they're steering the masses, so I can go the other way.
I basically watch, like, any comic booky, sci-fi-based shows, and then I watch the Discovery Channel and Comedy Central. That's it. I mean... That's the content that I watch. So,
I think you bring up an interesting question, and I'd love to hear more people's input on how they feel about it. But I think that there's sort of, the TV for a lot of people is a friend that they can go to at the end of the day and spend their free time with, essentially, because they don't feel like they have anything else to do. Whereas for someone like you, it's someone that, you know, it's something where you're going specifically with an agenda. You have a show that you've discovered. I mean, are you a channel flipper, Johnson? Do you sit there and just flip?
No. Right. I specifically hunt out certain content. I don't really care whether or not it's on the TV. I get a lot of my television's for Netflix, I'm not like addicted to it.
Yeah, I think there's a subtle difference there as far as people spending all of their free time with television versus someone who's using it as an entertainment appliance to do very very specific things. But I'd love to hear more people's input on that one. And again, I'm the same way. You know, I approach TV as something that's useful. You don't want to get hooked on it. You don't want to sit there and make that your hobby necessarily. But at the same time, you can certainly enjoy some good programming.
I will say this. I greatly prefer to get my news from either television or radio. And I actually heard, this is, you know, I guess one of the bigger reasons why I called in, is I actually heard about an article recently. This just happened on the radio. I heard this news story about a guy who apparently he got a ticket for attempting to tow a police car because apparently he had gotten this violation in the past. And Ian, you and I recently had a conversation. I had just recently discovered this guy in New York who has been making YouTube videos of
Jimmy Justice.
Jimmy Justice in New York makes these videos of traffic cops and their violations. Well, I was thoroughly entertained by watching the Jimmy Justice videos, and then to find this story, it warmed my heart to hear that someone had taken it a step further and hooked his tow truck up to a police car, and he at least made the attempt to tow this guy's car.
Well, he was parked incorrectly, right? I mean, there was a reason for it.
Yeah, he had violated, he had violated traffic laws. He was parked illegally, and so this guy, I think his name is Silvestri or something, or I don't know, I can't remember his exact name, but
I have the story. It doesn't give a name, so I'm not sure either, but it doesn't matter. Nonetheless, I agree with the mentality. Look, these people are just the police are just people too. Why shouldn't they be subject to the same rules?
Right, and I guess this guy, he locked himself in his tow truck and they surrounded it, and what's going to happen? Unfortunately, the radio show that I was listening to took the angle of, what a great feeling it is when someone comes to tow your car and you're armed with a gun. In other words, they looked at it from the cop's perspective.
Yeah, like the tow truck guy was a bad guy or something like that in this case.
Right. There's two ways to look at it. I mean, is it bad? I mean, one, I want to look at it, I'm against the cops, okay, because the cops were parking illegally, they should be subject to the same rules as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side of that issue is that, well, why is he, this whole parking illegally thing? In other words...
Well, it could have not necessarily... Maybe it wasn't necessarily illegal. It might have been private property. A lot of tow truck drivers, they make... A lot of tow truck companies make their money off of enforcing private property parking rules, where if you go, it's a certain time of night, it's downtown, and you try to park at some lawyer's office, for instance, there'll be a sign that says, you're either here for a business with us or you're going to get towed. And so in that case, the tow truck driver would be enforcing private rules, and it could very well have been something like that. Anyway,
right.
Johnson, we're out of time, man. Thanks, dude, as always. Would love to talk more about TV and how useful it can be versus how addictive it can be for people and how much of a waste of time it can be for people. There's definitely quite a variety out there, but we'll do that maybe tomorrow night if you call in. And you might just own a company that's struggling to collect money from past due accounts. If so, you need to get in touch with SACL CAI and liberate businesses from efficiencies in the vexing task of collections. Go to freetalklive.com and click on their banner to learn more. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need an